From Radio Days Asia in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, the latest from podnews.net. The Australian Podcast Conference, AusPod, will return on Thursday, the 3rd of October. Speakers include Owen Grover, CEO of Pocket Casts, and scripted podcast writer and director Dan Blank from Carrier. And I'll be speaking too. It's organised by the ABC in Melbourne, in Victoria. You can find a link to tickets in our show notes and our newsletter today. New firmware has been announced for the Rodecaster Pro, with improved sound quality and a host of new settings for live podcasting. The BBC is launching its own voice assistant. It's called Beeb, and it should give the broadcaster more control over BBC consumption. It'll be built into the BBC's website and apps. Spreaker have launched private show sharing, a product that can be used for paid-for podcasts or employee-only shows. Acast has raised €25 million, that's $27 million, in a financing deal with the European Investment Bank. Here at Radio Days Asia in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, RNZ's Tim Watkins spoke about podcrafting. And also, the BBC discussed My Indian Life, a successful podcast for young Indian people. It's mostly consumed on YouTube. At the bottom of a Westwood One blog post that we linked to yesterday about US smart speaker use was detail about the fastest growing podcast segment, 18 to 34 African Americans. They're listening to podcasts in significantly greater numbers. Slate has announced the addition of hit podcast Thirst Aid Kit to its network. Meanwhile, Lipstick and Vinyl have added More Bananas podcasts to its content library, and UK radio broadcaster Bauer Media has appointed Maria Williams as podcast editor. Maria has worked for the BBC, Wise Buddha and Loftus Media as an editor and program maker, and once bought me a nice cup of tea. And in podcasts today, Swing Left, How We Win is a new podcast from a grassroots group in the US trying to equip American volunteers to make a difference in the 2020 election. It's published on Art19. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.